One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. Christmas means that He came for you. He came for me to live in me. Hallelujah. To live in me and live through me.
Jesus Christ has given us life eternal. Jesus Christ has given us His name. We're not celebrating for nothing. I want you to remember the Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. Who He was and who He is. He was a healer of our sicknesses and diseases. He made salvation possible. He made it possible that God would live in a human heart. Hallelujah. There's a beautiful scripture in it's Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, from verse number 6 into verse 7. Oh, black dragons, gishavre, hele coast, shalamande gist, straidosh, kefastre, higastages. From verse 6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now I'm going to read that verse one more time, and I'll read it the way it ought to be, except for a punctuation in the King James Version and a few other versions where it says wonderful and then you got a punctuation there, a comma there, after which you got counselor. That's not right. The punctuation between those two words ought not to be there. It's wonderful counselor. That's what it is. Wonderful counselor. And that means extraordinary strategist. Praise God. So I'm going to read it right. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Everybody say Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. Come on. Let's go again. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Say it with me. Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. That's amazing. What a revelation from God to us. I'm going to explain a little bit to you what he's talking about here. And then he goes in verse number 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Of the increase and the greatness of his government and peace,
there shall be no end.
Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And we say amen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I want to explain to you what he's talking about, because here is tremendous revelation from God. Through the prophet Isaiah, when he tells us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He says, and the government shall be on his shoulder. The government shall be on his shoulder. In other words, he will be responsible for the government. It will be his government. It shall be upon his shoulder. And that says a lot, which we may not go into tonight, but that means a lot. The government shall be upon his shoulder and his name. So I want to explain what this is about in these four names of Jesus that he gives to us. First, he says, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. In other words, this son that was given for us, this child that was born, this son that was given, is going to be a ruler. So he says the government shall be upon his shoulder. He's going to be a ruler. He'll have authority. He'll have a government. There's no government without a structure. But it says the government shall be upon his shoulder, not upon his head. Upon his shoulder. That means that the government will rest on his body. That means that his body will be responsible for the rulership. That means that his body will exercise his authority. So the exercise of his government will be through his body, because the government is upon his shoulder. In fact, the word translates to back, and that means from the back of the neck. That's what he's talking about. When he says from the back of the neck, like you know, when you carry something like a burden and you take it over. From the back of the neck down. So that means, except the head, everything else shoulders the responsibility of government. So his government shall be upon his shoulder. It will rest with his body. Then he tells us, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, which translates to Extraordinary Strategist. Immediately, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is revealed from there, because he calls him the amazing, the awesome, extraordinary counselor. He's a counselor. That's why you have the words Wonderful Counselor, Extraordinary Counselor. And we talked about a counselor there, an advisor who is strategic. Who helps you win in life. Who guides you in such a way you never lose. You're a winner all the time. You're victorious all the time. Because he is the extraordinary strategist. this counselor. And you remember that's one of the names of the seven spirits of God. The spirit of counsel and might. You remember that Isaiah chapter 11 when you read in verse number 2. He goes on to tell us about the spirit of counsel. And since in John's Gospel chapter 14, when you read in verse number 16, I'd like to read that for you. And I'm going to be reading it to you from the King James and also from the Amplified Translation. First from the King James. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And the word comforter is the parakletos. And the Amplified Translation gives us seven synonyms that that word translates into. He goes, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. So comforter is number one. It translates to comforter. Then it goes in parenthesis. You see the rest of them. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. That he may remain with you forever. So the Holy Ghost is a counselor. And so he is letting us know the ministry of Jesus will come to us through the Holy Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Extraordinary Strategist. That's the first thing we notice. Look at it. I want you to understand what it's talking about, because this reveals to us the prophetic plan of God. Right from when the son is born, the child is born, the son is given. Look at it. It says, under us a child is born. He grows up. As a son, he is given. When he is given, the next thing that happens is, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he comes to minister to us through the Holy Ghost. The extraordinary strategist, wonderful counselor. And throughout the church age, he ministers as the wonderful counselor, the Holy Ghost. So during this whole period, our relationship with Jesus Christ is through the Holy Spirit. Our relationship with the Heavenly Father is through the Holy Spirit. Look at it again. First, he's born as a child. He's given, he's offered as a son. The ministry of the Spirit takes over as the extraordinary strategist, the wonderful counselor. And then, at the end of the church age, he comes as the mighty God.
What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to me? C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. C means Christ. Christ has come. H for hope. Hope fulfilled. R means righteousness. Righteousness is ours. What is I? I is for inheritance bestowed. S is for salvation. T means telling the untold. M means the ministry of reconciliation. A for acceptance. What does the other S mean in Christmas? It means sonship now. That's what Christmas means. Glory to God.
Merry Christmas from Love World.
Hallelujah.
This year, we penetrated nations, extricating men from detrimental associations through the airwaves. With the truth of God's word, we birthed salvation stories, healing miracles, and faith testimonies. And now, we're getting ready for the next big thing. The December 31st New Year's Eve Global Service with Pastor Chris. Oh yes, it's that time of the year when the word of truth and direction for the coming year from the man of God, Pastor Chris, will be transmitted to billions around the world through radio. Who is given the direction in your city for 2025? Sponsor the live transmission of the December 31st New Year's Eve service on major terrestrial radio stations and networks in multiple languages to give billions access to this life transforming program. The program will be transmitted live on this station on Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2024, by 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Tune in to www.loveoldradio.fm or www.c2s.org to participate live. You can also download our mobile app from the Love Old App Store, Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store to listen live. Remember to mark your calendar for Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2024. Set your alarm for a 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Get your family and friends to participate. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Can you go to the book of Titus? Titus chapter 2, and I'm reading to you from verse 12 into 13, and this is mind-blowing. You're going to love it. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Look what he calls Jesus Christ. He calls him the great God. That's the mighty God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Why does he call him so? Because he comes out of heaven according to Revelation chapter 19, he comes out of heaven with a great army. This is long after the rapture of the church. Understand that. It's after the rapture of the church. And so he comes from heaven with the saints of God that had gone to heaven by the first flight. Remember that? And so now we come out of heaven. And he declares who he really is. He's the mighty God. Hallelujah. He's the mighty God. So he comes out of heaven. He takes actions against the Antichrist. He takes actions against the enemies of God. Let me show it to you in the Bible. Can you go to Daniel chapter 7 from verse 11? I beheld, this is the prophet Daniel, seeing this great revelation about the future. What's going to happen? He says, I beheld, he says, I kept looking. And then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, it's talking about that little horn, which was the Antichrist, all right? As he spoke terrible and evil things against God and against Jesus Christ, against those that were in heaven, all right? The Antichrist uttered terrible things. So he says he was looking at this in the visions of God. He says, I beheld even till the beast was slain. Blessed be God. The beast was slain. I'm going to show that to you in the book of Revelation. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away. Yet their lives are prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. And came to the Ancient of Days and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Somebody say hallelujah. Revelation chapter 19. We read from verse 19. Now, this is a picture of what Daniel saw. Now, John gives it to us more vividly and in a chronological manner how it happens. Okay? So, we're coming out of heaven. Okay, if you start reading from the beginning of the chapter, this is verse 19 now, so you got to read from verse 1. So we're coming out of heaven, and we're on what John saw, like white horses. We're like on horses, and Jesus is ahead of us, all right? And he's got his vesture. On it is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he goes in verse 9, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. You know, they were out there fighting. It was Armageddon. Okay? There was world war. And in the midst of that war, we're coming out of heaven. So they stopped fighting themselves and they turned their arsenal on us. And they're thinking like, maybe this is what they've always thought. There's some living being in another planet. They're coming out. Maybe they won't come take the earth from us now. But they see, it's Jesus. And so they go, now we got him. We got him. We got him. So instead of fighting ourselves, let's turn and take him out. But you can't take the King of Kings out. You can't take him out. And so, and the Bible says, and the beast was taken. I mean, before they realized what was going on, the angels were out there and they seized the beast. The Antichrist was taken. Somebody said, glory. Did you hear what Daniel said? He says, I beheld. He said, I kept on looking in the vision until the beast was slain and his body destroyed. But look what happened here. He says, and the beast was taken. In other words, he was arrested. He was seized, arrested. And with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These were both cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Remember, there's three of them. All right, the three of them. Satan himself. Satan, the dragon, then the beast, and then the false prophet, who was also called a beast. Okay? So now we got two of them, and they're cast alive. They got no chance. No chance to face some, you know, some judgment. Nobody's going to be asking them questions. They're bad enough. So they're seized, arrested, and cast alive into hell, into the lake of fire. That's more dangerous, that's more terrible than hell. In fact, the Bible tells us hell is going to be cast into that lake of fire. Okay? So lake of fire is the final place. It's terrible. Nobody ever comes out of it. So the beast was seized, he was arrested, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These were both cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain. The rest of them, the rest of the armies, they were fighting, okay? And they were fighting. They thought to fight Jesus Christ, turn their arsenal on him, okay? All the weapons on him, all the missiles on him and us. The Bible says all of them were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. They were slain with the sword. And where was the sword? This is wonderful. Look at this. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. That was the rhema. Words from his mouth. He says the sword proceeded out of his mouth. Remember, the rhema the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema of God, the spoken Word of God, came out of his mouth, and they were slain with words from the mouth of Jesus, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. What about the first one, Satan himself, the dragon? Well, he's looking for where to hide now, because his two guys have been arrested. But no, he can't hide anywhere. So chapter 20, verse 1, Revelation. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit, into the abyss, and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a season, a little season. This is interesting. He was arrested. All this is coming in the future. Remember, the ministry of the Holy Ghost is going on right now. This is the period of the extraordinary strategist, wonderful counselor. Then the next thing that's going to happen to this world is when the mighty God shows up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. God bless you.